a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get deeper insights on the news from Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources. You're here with me, Leah Murray, and my friend Derek Brown, who, like our senator, has some feelings about the passport. So because we just had that right before we came in, Derek, I think it's all right to talk about listening to what Senator Romney said about why this issue should be looked at.
This day and age, I think it's unreasonable to expect Americans to think it's going to take them months to get a passport, particularly a passport renewal. Because they can, if they apply for a credit card where they're going to get thousands of dollars of credit from a bank, they can get the card in days. And yet an American citizen who's had a passport for 50 years can wait months and months to get a passport. It just doesn't make sense.
So what do you think, Derek?
Well,
you
can I rant? Is this the appropriate time of the show where
we
you
rant? No, you have to be elevated conversation.
Elevated. How about an elevated rant?
There you
okay,
go.
So one of the things we're going to do here at KSL is inform our listeners of something they may not be aware of. But the reality is there's a couple things you need to know. First of all, if your passport expires within 6 months from now, you can't leave the country. I don't think most people know that. And in fact, one of the calls I get most frequently from friends and family members dealing with the government, and this is probably because I've worked in a senator's office on a number of occasions, is can you help me with the passport?
Right.
Now, in the good old days, there were expedited ways of doing it in a couple of days. But for some reason, the passport center for the United States government is not just unreasonably slow, it is unacceptably slow. And this is not just my anti-government rant. This is like it's just completely absurd and it takes forever. And can I give you an example, Leah?
Yes, please.
So everyone needs to know that it takes at a minimum 12 weeks just to renew your passport. So if you're planning on leaving the country, where were you, June? If you're planning on leaving the country, say, before the 8th of September, and you need a renewal on your passport, and I know there's probably a lot of you out there who are listening thinking this very thing, I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. That's what's going on. In fact, here's a little anecdote. I had some friends that called me last week, a mom and dad who were going to Cancun on a vacation that they'd planned out for a long time. Their kids needed passport renewals. And actually, it was more than 6 months out, but they thought, you know what, we might as well just do it. Let's get them all done. So the parents had passports. The kids didn't. They applied well over 3 months ago, and they still didn't have their passports.
Right.
And so, in fact, they called Senator Mike Lee's office, and they came back. And one of the interesting things, and you'll get a kick out of this, Leah, is apparently for kids, you only need a birth certificate to go across the border. For the adults, you need the passport. So because the passport agency had taken 13 weeks and they still hadn't got just the basic renewals back, they flew from here to San Diego, crossed the border with their kids to Tijuana, took a flight from Tijuana to Cancun, and that's how they're coming back.
Right, to just get around.
Just to get around it. And
issue,
it's not
right.
Like they waited until the last second. I mean, they planned 3 months in advance. So I know there is someone out there listening going, oh boy. And the reality is if you are in a panic mode because you're less than 3 months out and need a passport, you know, I'm really sorry, but you need to jump on it and you need to know that the likelihood of getting your passport here by, you know, the 8th of September is almost non-existent.
Right. And if you're someone like me who I have passports and my children have passports and I renew them when they need to be renewed, you know, because I'm just never knowing when I'm going to travel. So I am just ready, right? I'm not getting a passport up against a trip that I'm having. I'll just have these passports. But one of the issues I thought was interesting here, because I grew up on the East Coast, Derek, and I grew up near New York City, which was a passport location, that actually you San Diego is where you have to go, right? Like, you're actually, we're not close to a passport, like an office that you could get help with, right?
There's not one here in Salt Lake.
Right. So Senator Romney talked about that.
But also hope that there's a way to increase staffing. Perhaps, I mean, I'd like to build offices with physical presence, but perhaps at least pilot projects of some kind that allow us to have individuals surged in areas like Salt Lake City or somewhere in the Intermountain West, Boise or wherever, where we can get services for people in the Intermountain West without having to drive as many as 8 hours for the needs for in-person views.
Right, because the issue is that is actually really far away. Does that make sense?
Well,
so it adds a trip to get to be able to go on your trip.
And I can tell you a dozen times of people that I know in the past. I mean, it's so slow now. It's just unacceptable. But in the past, it's still been unacceptably slow, but not quite as slow. But because of that, I know of a dozen people who, in fact, a good friend of mine last year was leaving the country, and his passport had just expired, and he went, oh no, what do I do? He found an appointment in the San Diego office the next day, so he flew to San Diego, got his passport, flew back here, and then took his flight. And that happens all the time. San Diego, Denver, Dallas. I mean, I can't tell you how often it happens where someone will fly literally to San Diego for a passport and then back because there's no other option.
Right, and so Rena Bitter, who is the Assistant Secretary for State Bureau of Consular Affairs, responded to the senator's request this way.
Thank you for raising the issue of geographic divergencies. It's something we really monitor a lot. We collect a lot of data on it. There are, you know, I can throw out statistics at you, which will be unsatisfying, but we think that the best way for us to be able to serve the American public is through modernizing our systems and being able to surge our hiring.
So I feel like that was a lot of words for no, right?
Classic bureaucrat ease for, right. You know, to say, well, we're monitoring the situation. It's getting worse and worse and worse, but don't worry. We're monitoring how bad it's getting.
But how do you feel about her answer, whether it's, you know, unacceptable or not, right, Derek? But the idea is she's saying for us to do this job well, actually the best way to do it is to modernize the system, have more labor instead of opening an office in Salt Lake City. Do you think she's right, or are we talking about you think it's a better idea to have offices just all across the country, which then to me might be even more inefficient maybe?
I think the answer is yes on both fronts. They
gotcha.
Absolutely need to modernize, no question about it. And when you travel and you see, you know, technology like Clear or even the visa entering, if you've come into America, you know, recently from another country, you know, there's just a facial recognition. I mean, the technology is there, no doubt about it. Now, will more offices help? Here's the problem with passport. With a passport application, there's only so much I think you can do without an in-person component.
Right.
I'm saying you actually probably physically need to be present at some point in the process. But this is not hard. I mean, that's why, I mean, Senator Romney made the comment about, you know, you apply for a large credit card for tens of thousands of dollars and you can basically get it FedEx to you by the next day. I mean, there's no reason that this should take 12 to 13 months.
Right. But Derek, if I'm getting a credit card, that's from a private bank, which I would fully expect to be super efficient. Am I hearing you argue that the federal government should get really competent and efficient?
Oh, heavens forbid. Heaven forbid. I don't know that we'd know what to do with that kind of thing.
I think you'd be very worried if that were true.
Exactly. So two points just to take away for those of you who just tuned in. Number one, if your passport is expiring within 6 months from now, you can't leave the country. So look at your passport if you have a trip coming up and be aware of that. And number two, if you're going somewhere within the next 12 to 13 weeks and you haven't applied to renew your passport and your passport is expired, you're probably in trouble as well. So not to be the bearer of gloom and doom, but here at KSL, we want to provide information that is helpful because when it comes to questions involving the federal government, I probably get this one more than any other single question.
Derek, it has been a pleasure spending 2 hours with you today. Thank you very much.
Likewise. Thank you, Leah.
Yeah. And for our listeners, thank you so much for being with us. I will see you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on Inside Sources today. Don't go away. You're going to want to stick around for Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. We'll be right back.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.